This is the Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Yes! Yes! Hello, how you doing? You all right? How nice is this? Summer is here with bells and whistles and all sorts of things. Are you drunk yet? I got the feeling that most people are a little bit drunk. I rode here on my bike because I am a healthy individual. All right, I rode here on my bike because I'm trying to get rid of my beer belly. And the patios, they were busy. There's a lot of action going on. And then, of course, there's a fair few of our listeners in cottage country. Do you know this radio station can be heard even on AM in Ottawa, where I used to live? Isn't that amazing? Yeah. They say that if it was possible, if the world wasn't round, you'd be able to hear it a lot further. It's only the curve of the earth that stops it being heard further. AM... Sorry, have I lost all the listeners already? Brilliant, okay. Nerd facts from Vinny White there. Oh, I suppose I should do my usual introductions. Who's this guy? Oh, hi, I'm Vinny. Hello. I always like to start a radio show as if I've just walked into the wrong room. Hello. Yeah, I'm Vinny. It's 9:07. This is live from Toronto in the sort of Yonge and St. Clair area, which is not the nicest area, but look, we've got to live somewhere. And, yeah, we're going to be doing a radio show for the next hour. Yes, I know, it's fantastic. I'm really excited about it. It is actually the highlight of my week. I often enjoy it so much that afterwards I have a little buzz. It's ever so lovely. And all that without a crack pipe. I'm just going to get that gag out of the way. By the way, if you're listening and I do crack pipe jokes, in no way am I being deflammatory to our mayor, being that he works for this radio station. Well, I say works. He is on this radio station quite often. But there's no possible way I can't do crackpipe jokes. I mean, it is absolutely impossible for me not to do it. I am incapable. So if you're listening, Rob, just to have a laugh at me, humour me. Everyone else is humouring the whole situation, we think. But either way, I'm going to have to do a couple of crackpipe jokes. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, where have you been and what have you been doing? It's on the UK BBC News. Can you believe that? You don't have to do anything anymore. You just have to be alleged of doing something and you can get international news. I sometimes feel that being alleged is more impacting than actually doing something. I could get more listeners to this show by just, I don't know, accidentally setting up some alleged allegation of me doing something wrong. I hear Vinny uses prostitutes. Anyway, so we're going to talk about loads of stuff over the next hour. We're going to have... I want to talk a little bit about all the news that's gone on outside the world of crackpipe land, and there is some other news, surprisingly, and just have a little wander around the world looking at what's going on. David Beckham announces his retirement this week. Yeah, the former Manchester United England soccer captain calls it a day at the age of 38. That happened this week. He's the only English player to have won championships in four countries. By the way, in case you don't know what I'm talking about, this doesn't involve ice or sticks. Or pucks. But it does involve an almighty large amount of money. Soccer. I say soccer now because I've been here for 7 years. I would, of course, in my native country say football. But did you know it's our fault that it's called soccer? So if ever you hear British people say, oh, I can't believe you lot call it soccer, it's football. Actually, we were the ones that started calling it soccer. It was only that it was picked up in the US and Canada. It's an abbreviation for association. ASOC, yeah? Association Football, ASOC. And ASOC became sock and soccer, yeah? Like rugby becomes ruggers and breakfast becomes breckers, ASOC becomes soccer. So it's our fault. If ever you hear a British person say you should call it football, no, call it what you want. It was our fault that we gave it the name soccer. So, yeah. Facts. There's a few of them wedged in the show. Between a hideous amount of BS. Now then, North Korea fired a projectile into the waters off the eastern coast today. The best headline I saw of this, angry child throws small stone into puddle. you gotta love North Korea, haven't you? I say you've got to love North Korea. If you're listening in North Korea, you really do have to love North Korea. No, I mean it. Or they'll put you in the gulag. If you're listening in North Korea, by the way, bloody hell, that signal does go a long way. A day after launching three short-range missiles in the same area, this idiot, angry idiot, Kim Jong-un has decided to chuck another missile in the sea. Who are you? What are you doing? Do you know when you see news and you just want to... With him, I want to... I don't even want to hurt him. George Bush, I'd quite like to hurt him. But the second one. Actually, get the both of them. Don't mind it. Yeah, no, the thing I want to do with Kim Jong-un, because he's got such a fat face, I just want to, you know, like when your kid's been naughty and you pinch him on the face and just drag him like he's in a supermarket and he's tried to steal something and you just drag him by his face. That's what I want to do with him. But I want to drag him around the world, probably straight to the UN and, you know, some of the more prosperous and well put together countries in the world, like in Northern Europe, UK not included, by the way. And just say, I just want to drag him and go, why don't you do this? Stop making statues of yourself. Stop repressing your people, making them eat grass. Stop being selfish and obsessed with stupid dances in formation in your square. Lift your blockade on people not being able to move freely around your country. Get over yourself and your ego and shut your fat face. That's my... I love the fact I just said, shut your fat face as Pei Chen walked in. Can I just... Yeah, I wasn't talking to you. Although, if you keep eating that pizza, you might end up with one. Shush. Do you want to join me for a moment?
What's happening?
Are you a radio DJ? Or are you drunk? Are you on the crack pipe?
Am I? You didn't offer me any.
Do you know we're on...
so much stuff with you.
Do you know we're on air right now?
No, but you know what? Whatever, it's your show. I'm not going to get stressed about it.
Actually, that's true. This could be an absolute hideous mess, and it doesn't matter to you. In fact, if you swore now, would that be my fault?
Yes.
Can you please not?
I... Ready with the beep button?
Don't do it. It's too dangerous.
I want to test.
No.
I want to test
Don't
this
test
out.
It. Don't test it. Be polite and loving.
I'm polite and loving.
Somehow I've gone onto a tirade about North Korea. I'm not sure how it happened. Oh,
are
yeah,
you
that
done
was...
with your pizza?
Yeah, you can eat it. But you
Why
could...
don't you eat it in the letter T?
Maybe it's some sort of subliminal love for the beverage that I miss so much.
Oh, okay, I'm just going to have a bite.
Pay. Stop what? Eating pizza on my show.
Oh, my God, but I'm hungry.
Yes, but do people have to suffer, like, the sounds of your mouth?
No, they don't.
Well, then could you back off? Right, one of two options. Stop eating pizza, use the mic. Mm-mm. Or don't use the mic and stop eating pizza. Whatever the other one is. Confuse myself.
I'm going to choke on it.
It's nice, actually.
All right, what's happening?
Well, I was just having a look at the news this week. David Beckham, I started off talking about him. You know, he retired this week at 38.
He's so beautiful.
Isn't he beautiful? But there is an imperfection in his mouth. It looks a little bit collapsed. Have you ever looked at that?
No, but I would like to look a bit closer. To see if you're right.
Would you like to...
I would like to touch his mouth with my mouth and see if it feels collapsed.
Yeah. Would you like a game of tonsil tennis with David Beckham?
I'm not very good at tennis, but he can teach me.
I quite like him, although he's not the... Here we say he's not the quickest of cats. But he is. He's a likeable guy. But I don't know why he's so obsessed with money.
What do you mean?
I read this week, he's retired, that his estimated combined wealth with his wife is £160 million, which is about 220 million Canadian.
I would have thought it was more.
So actually, I was surprised at that. I thought it was more as
well. I mean,
well,
that's a lot of money, but for some reason, between her being a Spice Girl and her clothing line and... you know, his soccer career, I would have thought it was much, much more.
Yeah. I don't know why. Maybe he's been investing in dodgy property or something, because he should have more than that. But when I say should, I mean not morally.
Well, he's got a ton of kids.
Yeah. Well, he can afford them. Although she doesn't look like she's had any. Are you sure they're hers?
She doesn't look like... I know.
She always reminds me of a very well put together tube of toothpaste.
I think she burped up the kids.
How much? What would you do with that amount of money if you had $220 million?
Oh, my gosh.
Would you still work on the radio?
I would for fun.
Mm.
Sure. I'd swear a lot because I'd be like, whatever. If you sue me, I can pay it off.
Yeah. You could be deflammatory to the boss.
I'd say whatever I want.
Mm.
Which means I wouldn't have a job for long. But then, you know, no. Then I would buy and start my own station.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to fire myself.
Actually, I don't know if you could start a radio station with just $220 million.
What do you mean? No, for real?
They're very expensive.
I'll do
it's
one
hard to get
on...
a license. And you have to do loads of things. Like, you know, if you play music, it has to be 30-ish percent Canadian. Or is it 35, Elliot?
The CanCon requirements? Does Elliot know? I don't know.
What's the CanCon requirement in
That's
Canada?
That's right. We've got much better music in Canada now than we did, like, 20, 30 years ago. Mm. When it was all rock voisin. Do you know rock voisin?
No, I actually don't know.
You should Welcome to Canada.
Thank you.
You should listen to some rock cuisine because that is all I listened to in junior high. I was in French immersion and my teacher had a big crush on him. So we watched his music videos as part of our like education and listened to his songs. Nana Muscari? Is that another
one? Nana Muscari, yeah.
Yeah. I lip sang one of her songs in a school play. Yep.
Can you give me a little, just a little rendition, perhaps?
It was Mambo Sapé, Mambo Sapé.
I'm just hearing through my headphones, apparently we've lost both our listeners.
I'm back.
People in the
I'll eat pizza again.
People in the cottage going, what's going on? Is everyone on this radio station on crack?
What is this?
Is this
Nana? No.
This is Rakwazin.
He's a handsome fellow.
Oh, it's very ballady, isn't it?
He's a handsome, romantic man. God, I'm still
oh, yeah. Sounds like a woman.
Thank you. Like he was before Michael Bublé. He laid the groundwork for that.
You sure it's not a woman?
No, listen to him. Look, his heart's about to break.
I wish his voice was about to break. Where love
used to be. I think my high school graduation, like our prom song, was one of Rakwazin's songs. Deliver
me. Is it wrong that my ears are actually bleeding? Is that normal?
They're oozing love. This is a beautiful song. Thank you, Elliot. I feel really rejuvenated.
In fact, if I could swear on this radio station, it would be directed very, very much in your place.
That brought back wonderful, loving memories for me. Thank you, Elliot.
Well, actually, this brings me on in a beautiful segue to the Eurovision Song Contest.
Which I know nothing about.
Well, allow me to tell you about it and our dear listeners. It was last night, and every year there's a Eurovision Song Contest. Since the 60s, probably. Certainly when I was a kid, which was, as we can tell from my...
How much do you win?
My boyish charm. Not much. I don't know. It's not about that. Hey, you know, sometimes...
I'm sorry, it's not a money contest?
Sometimes in life it's not about that. No, what it is, every single country puts a song forward that's voted by the people, every country in Europe. And then what happens is those songs then go to a... location. So, for example, last night it was Malmo in Sweden. It was their turn to host it. And what happens is that every single act does their... It's essentially a bit like... This is before Simon Cowell came along, this was all happening. It's not unlike one of his disastrous projects that makes your ears bleed. And what happens is all of these people come together, and it's extremely long, because I must be...
No kidding.
Yeah, it's incredibly long, and they will do a full-length version of their song.
Is it multiple nights, or does it all happen in one...
It all happens
evening.
In one sitting. Yeah.
Wow, they should break it up into a couple of nights.
Well, there's 26 countries involved.
That's a lot of songs.
Yeah.
But they can make a TV series out of it.
Oh, it bangs on and on and on. And then what happens at the end of it, they go through it, and this is actually probably the longest bit, each country gets to vote on every single song. So they've got a certain amount of points. So let's say, for example, you're France, and I'm, I don't know, Hungary. Well, I get to say, right, about the Swedish song, I'm going to give... 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
And Italian song, I'm going to give this points. This all goes on for far too long, by which point anyone that's watching it's either drunk or forgotten that they were watching it in the first place. And at the end of it, the winner wins, and the winner last night was Denmark. Now, I haven't heard the song, but our very hot producer, in every possible sense of the word, has managed to organise it. So would you like to hear the winning Eurovision Song Contest?
Yeah, from Denmark?
This is from Denmark, yes.
Okay.
Although it sounds, from that bit, it sounds a bit Irish. Emily DeForest with her song Only Teardrops.
I like the dance beat.
It's not bad so far. Usually they're terribly cheesy, all these songs. I like it. I'm rocking out.
You know what would make this a bit better is auto-tune.
Come on, this is better than the dribble that you just cascaded down my ears.
Do not mock rock cuisine.
Gladly would. Do you want to know how the UK did? By the way, if you're wondering why Canada wasn't in it, then you need to do some geography. do you want to hear the UK's version?
Yes.
So this is Bonnie
Adele.
Tyler.
Adele.
Bonnie Tyler. No, I wish she'd have done it. I don't know why she didn't do it.
It should have been Adele.
They're a much better option. Bonnie Tyler is an 80s singer.
Yes.
And they resurrected her for this.
How old is she now? Dear Lord.
Sounds like an old woman.
She, well, yeah, she must be. No, seriously, how old is she?
She does look a bit, I think she looks a bit haggard, to be honest. So
she sounds haggard.
She sounds about, so I don't want to say a number. Sounds a bit like Macy Gray. Remember Macy Gray?
Macy Gray after 10 packs of cigarettes and another 30 years, sure.
Bonnie Tyler is 61.
Bonnie Tyler is 61.
Oh, she sounds much older than that.
Well, guess how we did out of 26 countries. The United Kingdom, let's have a guess.
Out of 26, you're probably 23.
Is a bit better than that. We were 19th.
Well, if that was a song, people were being generous.
She got a total of 23 points. And that first one you heard, the Denmark song that was the winner, got a total of 281 points.
That was fixed because it was not that awesome.
Well, actually, it's very funny you should use the word fixed because historically speaking, there's always been masses of claims about how it is fixed.
I think so.
And what's going on, particularly when the UK made the utterly idiotic decision to go into Iraq that year, they were last because the rest of Europe were like, particularly France, were like,
uh-oh.
Well, if you're going to do something as stupid as that, then we're... So very often you find that all the Nordic countries do really well because they're kind of socialist and groovy and don't hurt anyone and sometimes give money to the European Union. And everyone else doesn't. So the UK haven't won since, I was a kid. And they only won because halfway through, it was Bucks Fizz, for anyone English listening.
Oh, I thought it would be Spice Girls.
No, this way, way before the Spice. The Spice Girls would have been about two at this point. And they only won, the UK only ever win, only won because halfway through they took their dresses off.
That's how you win every contest.
I know! That's how I'm very popular on the radio because as you can see now, I'm completely naked.
It hurts my eyes.
Are you going to join me?
No, I can't. Okay. Just keep my eyes closed.
I want a few people to look at the webcam. By the way, can I do the... I haven't even done the usual shenanigans at the top of the show. I just got a text from someone saying, what's the phone number? How do they know the text number?
Ooh, they're very bright. Right? Somebody wants to call in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so it's 71010 on the text if you'd like to talk to me. Paychen isn't usually on this show, but you know what? No. She's a welcome intrusion. I love it when you pop in.
Thank you so much. Well, I just came in to get my stuff, and then I saw you at pizza. And if anyone knows me, they know I will always stick around for food.
Yeah. Although you're going to have to, believe me, you don't need to lose it, but you have to keep an eye on it this week if you're going to be a supermodel at the end of the week.
I know. I'm going to wear Spanx.
Yeah. Pei was telling us earlier on her show, where she should be, that she's going to be wearing a bamboo dress for a charity event this week.
Yeah, I don't know. It's either, maybe it's organic cotton. I can't remember, but it's a sustainable eco fabric.
I've got bamboo boxers. That's actually true. And I've got a picture of a banana on them in an area that I'm sure you can imagine. They're hilarious.
Banana bamboo?
Yeah. They're made of bamboo. They have a picture of banana where the gentleman's sausage is.
I don't think I understand this conversation.
Well,
no, talk about it a bit more.
I'm
not clear.
Oh, I know, I'm sure.
It's not obvious.
You've only ever seen an action man. But let me tell you something about the gentleman's nether regions. There is...
It's not show and tell.
No. No, wouldn't make good radio. No, there's a little thing down there. Oh, my God, let's move on. Clean it up, for goodness sake. So, 71010 on the text, 416-872-1010 on the phone. And this show, usually I have a sort of loose theme to my shows. I don't think there really is one this week. I'm just going to talk about a lot of things that are going on across the world. Hang back. It's the holiday weekend. And mind you, I need to do a tease.
What are you teasing?
Well, in the radio industry, as I'm sure you know, as a professional, you should never just leave and then put the adverts on because people feel a bit let down. So when I come back, when possibly we come back if I haven't got rid of pay.
She's like, I'm like, am I going? Am I?
She's a great bad smell. when I/we come back, I want to talk about a new situation where people have decided to chop up trains into single cars. So now, rather than just internet date, you can go and hang out in the single car and you might meet someone. Well, all that coming up. Plus more. And if you don't like the sound of that, well, maybe you're in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Yeah? Trying my arse off here. Come back in a minute.
You're tuned in to the Vinnie White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Just heard Mike Bullard there, or Mike Bullard, rather. And I see this week we've been fixed. I don't know if you knew this, but all the time that you've been on air over the last few weeks, when your show's been on, Mike Bullard's face has been on the website.
Are you joking?
And at first, I was a bit tired when I tuned into your show, and I thought, Mike
Bullard. No, wait, is that, are you joking? With my voice and Mike Bullard's face?
I'm offended about your thoughts on my humor, because if I'm joking, that was terrible. It's true.
I'm offended.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, it was also, his face was on all the way through my show as well.
Well, clearly someone on the internet really likes Mike Bullard's face. Mm. And
he is a very good looking man.
He's a very lovely man.
Would you rather have an intimate relationship with Mike Bullard or David Beckham?
This is a really difficult question because of my deep, deep love for Mike Bullard.
Mm.
But I have a feeling that David Beckham might have just a little bit more money.
Oh, I see. You know,
I'm just going to be really shallow about the whole thing.
You painted yourself a bad picture there.
Yeah, well,
Mike Bullard used to be on the TV. He's probably got a few bucks. Quite literally a few bucks. It was Canadian TV.
Yeah. Mm. He does.
Having a quick drink. Not of anything nasty. I don't do any substance abuse on this show. Apart from the odd crack pipe, but we're all on that.
Well, you do that during breaks.
Exactly. It doesn't affect my job. Oh, I had to tell you, since we're on the crack pipe again, not physically, I have to tell you, yesterday I walked through Trinity Bellwoods Park.
That's near me. I love the park.
It's great. And there's loads of, because it's hipster season,
isn't
it? It's
total hipsters. The cherry blossoms come out and so do the hipsters.
Yeah, I know. They're intertwined. And I was walking through the park. And I thought for once, I thought I won't put my headphones on. Because quite often, funnily enough, I wasn't listening to the Mike Bullard podcast. And because I'm a narcissist, I sometimes listen to my own podcast for show critique and improvement.
Do you fall asleep to the sound of your own voice?
I rely on my listeners to do that. But yeah, I was walking through and I thought, no, I won't listen to my headphones. And I swear I'm not making this up, Pate. I swear. I overheard three conversations as I walked through the park from random groups of hipsters attempting poorly to hide their beer cans from the police. And three groups of hipsters, all three of them were talking about the crack pipe issue.
Of course they were.
I don't think there's anyone in Toronto that isn't talking about it.
Well, you're not hip if you're not talking about it.
Is it a hip thing to do?
Well, then you're current. Mm. And they're hipsters. And they hang out and they talk about topical issues.
Oh, I don't understand. I want to do a whole show on hipsters. They confuse me so much.
Why? What is confusing about them?
I live near Queen West, which I think is the hangout of hipsters. It's like hipster central.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. Here's what I don't understand. I understand that you want to be different, that you don't want to be the norm, and that you like to perhaps turn your back on a regular society and do things independently, and all power to you for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And even more so if, like you say, they are well read and newsy, because I have nothing but appreciation for people that spend the time to do research, to draw conclusions, and just generally be reasonably intelligent about the world. Great. But my problem with it, if you're trying to be a hipster, the whole ethos is to try to be different, but all the hipsters look the same.
They don't think that.
Well, let me tell you, hipsters, if there's any hipsters listening, then let me tell you now.
No, because
you look like every other hipster.
No, because Billy is like, hey, Johnny's beard is scruffier than mine. And Billy's plaid shirt is red.
Yeah.
But mine's blue.
Oh, it's all the same stuff, though, isn't it?
You know, it just bothers me when a man can wear skinny jeans and I can't. Really? No, it really bothers me. So I look at them like, you can wear those freaking skinny jeans and you even let them hang off you.
I don't know how some of them sit down. I can't believe they don't cut off the blood to their legs and their gentleman sausage.
Well, sometimes it's the price you have to pay to be hip.
Is it worth it, man? I just don't think they look good. That's the other thing. I mean, don't get me wrong.
This is like the hipster bashing show.
Yeah, and I'm prepared to go through with it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying this in a three-piece suit.
You're not even wearing your shoes. It's so gross.
No,
I'm so disgusted that you're standing in your bare feet because you have no idea what you're standing on.
Mm. You're so disgusted that you ate half my pizza in front of me.
I took a nibble, but you have no idea what kind of gross stuff is on the floor. John Moore brings his dog in here every week.
Does he?
That dog probably is like peed and pooed right where you're standing with your bare feet. He does. It's an adorable dog.
There's a couple of crack rocks, actually. It's got, can I just read, if you've just joined us, I am joking. Every time I do it, because there's probably someone going, I'm going to complain. Get over yourself. Right. I want to talk about other things. You're just hanging around. It's good.
Am I going or what?
I don't know.
You were like, you can stick around for another minute, but
it's
now
nice
I don't
to have
know.
You, but I always find the show goes too quickly and that might go even quicker. Let's take a call.
I'm going to leave now.
Oh, no, hang on. No, oh, I feel guilty now. Stay till the next break, Pen.
You just call me Pen. And you know how many people do that? They combine my first and last name. Do you know how many people freaking do that, Vinny? Do you know how many emails I have? Dear Penn. And my email is my first and last name. And you, I just busted you doing what so many people do. Why? No one calls you
Winnie.
Vite.
Winnie, they do, actually. Germans Winnie? Do, because they can't pronounce a V. I used to have a German girlfriend. She used to call me Winnie the Pooh.
Do you know how many people send me emails, Dear Penn? And they're people who have emailed me before. They're not brand new.
For those that have just tuned in, what's your name?
It's Pei.
What's your last name?
Chen.
It's a pretty easy mistake to make.
People just like to merge them together. It's like Brangelina.
I knew
I'm just one person.
It does happen like that on email, doesn't it? My manager used to be a guy called Clive Hickman.
What do they call him?
Well, his email address was Chickman.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah. I mean, I always used to think he should come in with a cape on. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's Chickman.
Yes.
Anyway, Penn, or whatever your name is, do hang around.
No, I'm leaving. I'm done. I'm going home.
Since I've been so polite.
I'm going home now. Why did you even ask me to stay?
It's nice to have you. I feel like I should take one call at least. What about this chap here? I've actually forgotten how to work the phones. It's been a whole week. Yeah. Hello, who's this?
I heard you mention really briefly about dating, some new dating thing.
Okay, go on. Yeah.
The dating scene's gotten so weird, hasn't it?
Yes. What is your name?
Tobias.
Tobias. Do you live in Toronto?
I do.
Sorry, is this becoming a date?
No. Tobias, what is weird about the dating scene?
Oh, you know, ever since the internet came in and everybody's calling hipsters names and it's just, everything's so weird these days.
Are you a hipster? Do we offend you?
I'm a hipster.
You are a hipster?
I think the first rule of being a hipster is not to admit that you're a hipster.
Oh, but I think it gets really complicated for me because I'm such a Facebook addict. It's incredible.
Well, since you're on the phone and seem to have brought this topic up, let me run this by you. In Prague, this news came in this week, they're going to dedicate some of the train cars to singles seeking relationships. So this is a non-internet-related new method of finding love. Transport officials in the Czech Republic of Prague said the trains will soon offer cars geared exclusively towards singles seeking to meet someone special. The mayor of Prague said the details of the scheme are still being worked out. And then he smoked a crack pipe. Sorry. Couldn't help it. It was a mayor gag. Couldn't help it. Anyway, but the idea is to have stagnated train cars for singles seeking to meet someone special without having to sacrifice the time demanded by their jobs. So, in other words, you could, if we introduced this in Toronto, perhaps if you're on the subway, there'd be a particular coloured carriage or car, rather, and you could get on there and get chatting away and know fully well that the other person's single. What do you think about that, Tobias?
I think Ford Nation would try and make it a conservative only.
Thanks a lot.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Tobias.
Bless him. What do you think of that?
No, I think it's a horrible idea. It's like it's worse than speed dating because you're stuck on the train.
No.
Can you leave? Can you get up and go to the non-singles train?
Wait, they're not going to force you down, are they? You're not strapped
in. No, but what if I walk onto the singles train and I look around and I'm like, yeah, slim pickings. and then I'm on a train to Montreal.
That's a brilliant idea. Well, I don't think we're not long haul trains. It's just around Prague, I think. But nonetheless, if we were to do it in Toronto, imagine it on the subway. You walk on to the...
You would not want to be on that subway train of single people. Do you know what a disaster that train would be?
Yeah, some people might get a bit carried away, start touching and groping.
Oh, my God.
There would just be a load of hairy men.
It'd be awful. No, awful. Get me off this train. Get me off.
But the beauty is, you could just walk off that car. I actually think it's quite a good idea.
I think it's a horrible idea.
For commuters, loads of people. Have you ever... I used to...
Go to a bar.
No. I used to fancy the pants off some of the women that I used to get the train with
every
day.
And that's why you're banned from the train.
That's why I was kicked out of England.
I don't know how you fancied the pants off them, but anyway.
Metaphorically speaking. Mm-hmm. And if it was possible, absolutely, physically speaking. I used to look at the commuters. A lot of people fall in love with commuters. When you see the same people every day in their work gear, looking all nice, and you're all in, pardon the pun, but you're all in the same boat, can't you, surely, just, if they're in the singles car, you haven't got to ask about the whole wedding rings and stuff. You could just say, hey, you know what, I see you every day. I've been thinking, you and I get on this train every day. You seem a nice enough person. You're obviously not insane because I know what company you work for, because I stalk you and watch you go in there every day. Can we have a little cheeky drink tonight?
But if someone that you are repulsed by approaches you on the single train, you can't make up an excuse because you were on the singles train.
That is
you
a good
can't
point. Yeah.
Escape with a no, not really. Yeah. You know, you can't because you are available.
No, you're right.
And that is what you're saying by
you're
sitting there.
You're absolutely right.
You can't escape.
I see your comparison with speed dating now, because that's the same with speed dating, isn't it? I went once.
It's like, I know you're available.
Yeah. And then at the end of it, it's just this awful, oh, well, I'm not single. Well, then what the hell are you doing here? Oh, my God.
Because I'm creepy.
Yeah. My excuse used to be, I did come here, and I was looking, and I'd love to meet you. Are you free next Tuesday? And they'd be like, no, but I can do Wednesday. Oh, fly into Scotland on that day.
Forever.
Yeah.
For a one-way ticket. Just was hoping we could connect on the Tuesday, but guess it's not meant to be.
Going to Scotland to set up a llama zoo.
Yeah, for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
and wear skirts.
So you're not up for this, then?
I think it's a horrible idea.
I can't. Sorry, I was talking about it. I can't see it happening here anyway.
Oh, please, no. I mean, no.
Mm. Well, if you want it, move to Prague. That's my advice. When we come back, I'm going to be single, in the theory of this show, that is, and unfortunately, you will be whisked off into the wind. I do like you here, though. It's nice to have a little pop in. If you think that Pay should be a regular feature on the show, then text in on 71010. And if you don't like her, text in on 71010. But not during her show, just during mine.
Don't text me during my show.
We'll be back in a minute with all kinds of shenanigans right here on News Talk 1010.
The Vinny White Show is on. In Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Yes, we're back. It's 9:45, live from the fine, spectacular city of Toronto. My name is Vinny White. I've been living in this here country for 7 years, and I've been doing this radio show for about 8 or 9 weeks. Unfortunately, it's only an hour long, so we better get trucking on with it. It's a bit random, this one, actually. I didn't really know what the show was going to be about, but I've got so many different things to talk about. I'm sure that we're not going to fall short. Talking to Pay, then, and that is a name, about hipsters. And I think I'm going to do a whole show on hipsters because I'm sort of confused by them. And I'm somewhat lost in the world when it comes to hipsters. But the hipsters are out absolutely all over the place at the moment. Being hip, which I think is a full-time job for a hipster. Someone did actually say that I was one, and then I murdered them. Can't stand the thought of it. Really can't. Not what I want to be. I'm sure they're lovely people. Don't get me wrong. It's just I don't entirely understand them. Maybe you're one. Are you a hipster, John?
No, I am not. Just wanted to say, first-time caller, long-time listener. Hi, Vinny. Hi, Pant.
Hello. She's just gone. It was an almighty difficulty to get rid of her, but it's just me now.
Well, the whole hipster thing, you know, you started with the seamster whole jam, and I think it takes a lot of investment, Vinny. You see these people; they look like absolute you know, they look like they've been run over by a truck or something, but it's taken them at least 2 hours to look.
I know, yeah, that's the irony, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. So on first sight, you're like, oh, look at that hairy mess of a man. Looks like a rhododendron bush. And then you get a bit closer and realize...
Unkempt.
And then you realize that actually it's a very much a planned unkemptness. And a lot of the stuff that they wear... God, I sound like an old man, but whatever. A lot of the stuff they wear is extraordinarily expensive. You know, I saw a hipster store the other day and had a common old garden, good old-fashioned Canadian lumberjack shirt. $150? Are you having a laugh?
I find it incredibly surprising, considering most of them work on Queen Street for marketing companies and probably make an average of $45,000 a year.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't. But I'll tell you what, you don't. You've never heard of the band I'm going to go see tonight.
Go on.
Oh, that's a hipster thing to say.
Oh, I see. Sorry. I thought you were telling me one. I thought you just metamorphosized into a hipster of your own. Thank you for calling, John. Take care, mate.
What about the single train?
Go on, as quick as you can.
Well, I mean, you can always get off at the next stop. You're never pinned in, especially with those new long trains.
Yeah, that's true. Although she did raise a good point, actually, as a female. Not that I'm a female, but sometimes on a Tuesday. But she did raise a good point, I'll pay, when she said the difficulty, of course, of the single train or the single car on the train would be that if you're going to be there and someone comes walking up to you and starts chatting you up, it's very difficult to say that you're not single because you're sat in the single carriage.
But you could just be tired at the end of a day and then you just got on the wrong car, maybe.
Yeah, you could say that. Or you could just say, actually, I'm not interested.
You could say you're not interested, Vinny. This is the best show for, especially for people with ADHD like myself. The topics are flying. I love it. Absolutely love it.
Thanks a lot. See you later. I'm going to put that on the... Can you put that on the website? That's great. The Vinny White Show. Great for people with ADHD. Oh, look, there's a dog. All right, let's keep going. Take some more calls. Hello. Who's this? Have I not pressed the right button? Hassan, I believe, is your name, is it?
Yes, hi, Vinny. How are you?
Talk to me. Where were you, my friend? You left me out in the cold. I got scared, and I'm very terrible when I'm on my own.
It's all right. I must say, your show is amazing. I love to hear it all the time. I wanted to share some comments on the infamous hipster of Toronto. His name is Rob Ford.
Ah. Now, if there's one person that isn't a hipster, it's Rob Ford. You can accuse me of a lot of things, and believe me, a lot of people do, but he's certainly not a hipster.
Wannabe.
I don't think so, is he? I don't think I've ever seen any...
I don't know. This dude, who I love to call SpongeBob...
Okay, before we do this, I want to do two things. You can say what you want on my show, and I'm not going to stop you as long as you don't swear, but do bear in mind that a lot of people listen to this show like Rob Ford, and he's usually here on a Sunday afternoon doing his own show. However, that said, go ahead.
Thank you. I won't swear, and we live in a free society, so I must say what I have to.
Mm, no, please do.
So,
absolutely.
I'm trying to understand our mayor. You know, the people who elected him are the same people who all across the media and Facebook and Twitter are saying, you know, let's get rid of this mayor. I was on McLean's, .ca, and there's a poll going on. 75% of Torontonians think that she should go. He's mocking himself in the U.S. media, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, everywhere. It's all over the map.
It's even it's even in the U.K. I was looking at the BBC news site today, and this crack pipe scandal, and let's just remind that these are allegations, has hit the U.K. news. And as you say, yeah, it's absolutely plastered all over the States.
Yeah, and you know, just like there's a song from Bon Jovi, you give love a bad name, you know, I would say that he gives Toronto a bad name, so we should do something about it.
See, he would say that I'll be there for you, these five words, I swear to you. I think that's how he'd come back to you. Or he might say, I don't know what his sexual connotations might be, but he might say, lay you down in a bed of roses, Hassan. Does that sound interesting?
Oh, no. I'd rather hear it from Bon Jovi.
Thanks for calling. Call any time.
No problem. Take care, buddy.
Bye. There's a lot of nice people on the phone. Hello, Raymond, is it?
Hi, it's Raymond. But people call me Jack.
Ah, Jack. Are you a hipster?
Well, I am a hipster, you see.
Ah, and...
I'm Scottish. We wear plaid all the time. It's not plaid. It's a tartan, by the way. Just so everybody knows you there. Hipsters wear plaid. Real hipsters.
Right.
Oh, sorry. You know what I mean.
Yeah, real hipsters. The original.
Real hipsters. Wear plaid, by the way.
Mook hipsters, if you like.
Well, whatever your fancy is, right?
Where are you calling from? Scotland?
No, I'm actually calling from Little Italy.
Little Italy, yeah.
Well, it's funny enough, you can't find any good Italian food in the street in Little Italy, you'd think.
Is that right?
Right.
Can you get any haggis?
Well, no, they don't do haggis yet because you're not allowed to boil the stuff inside of the intestines anymore, right? It's a food violation kind of thing here. It's all backwards back here in Canada, right? But anyway, back to hipsters, right?
Yes.
So I wear my plaid. I wear my tartan, but right. But when I wear the shirt, it's a plaid, right? Mm. And I've got my wee fancy black rimmed glasses on all the time, and I'm really sharp with a sharp wee haircut, and it's all slick to the side. By the way, my glasses are non-prescription. Because
of course,
to be a hipster, you can't even wear glasses with prescription. They have to be non-prescription.
That's so
true. It's just a fashion accessory, if you know what I mean.
Yes, fact.
Aye. But you know what else most of the hipsters are missing around here in Toronto is that they're not wearing their penny loafers. You need to wear the penny loafers. Remember back in the day when there was wee preppies and all that?
Are we talking about footwear?
Footwear, right. Hipsters need to wear penny loafers.
Oh, they're like what we call the winkle pickers, the long shoes that make you look a little bit like an elf.
Well, you know, no, not the curly toes kind of thing. It's like, you remember where you used to put the penny in the wee slot? Right, the top of the shoe.
Right.
It used to come in black or burgundy, and you'd roll your pants up past your ankles,
and
you'd split your part down the side of your head.
Yes.
And move it over. Wear your black rimmed glasses. Look like you come from Vietnam.
Can I
just? You know what I
mean? I'm not really. Before I let you go, can I just ask you the question that's probably quite boring to most Scottish people? Do you put any gentleman's pants on underneath there, or is it?
No, the only thing a Scotsman wears underneath his kilt is lipstick.
And on that note, we'll go to a break. Thanks for calling there. Billy Connolly just called in for no apparent reason. Absolutely fantastic stuff. 9:53 live from, I nearly said from the capital. Well, we sometimes think we are. Live from Toronto. My name's Vinnie White. We'll be back with, I don't know, something in a minute. Who could say? This show's all over the show. Must be the crack pipe.
Stimulating thought and the talk to follow. This is the Vinnie White Show. On News Talk 1010.
A show that you can take with you should you need. If you type in Vinnie White into iTunes, you can subscribe to the podcast. Then if you miss one of these here radio shows, it can automatically be downloaded to your device. It's incredibly clever. Unfortunately, the spelling isn't, though. Vinnie is spelled V-I-N-N-E-Y. Vinnie White. And if you want the podcast, that's how you do it. It's all incredibly, remarkably wonderful. Now, I would encourage you, however, to carry on listening to the usual radio broadcast. And if you don't, then I will hurt you. Time to do a misconnection. I do one every week. We haven't got a lot of time, so let's do it right about now. To the pretty woman on the GO train. Man looking for woman 22. We met last Thursday riding the train a little before noon. Despite your slumped over demeanour, I could tell that you were very pretty and dressed very well. I took the only open seat next to you. I have to admit, I wrote you off as hungover, but when you popped up your head from your lap and vomited outwards, I knew you were the real deal. I tried to keep the conversation as light as possible after you told me how embarrassed you felt that you had just thrown up on me, but really, it was a little difficult. I was honestly impressed that you had attempted to go to work that morning in your condition, but didn't want to bother you. Then, the train stalled for 15 minutes and we stopped talking. You looking slightly awkward out the window. Me with your sick on my leg. Everyone watched it slide down to the other end of the train as it pulled away. And I felt awful that I didn't have a plastic bag in offer. In case it happened again. You got off at the stop before I did. Let me know if you want to take a second crack at this. I know we hit it off well in spite of your condition. I do hope you're feeling better. Wow. Wow. There you go. That's how you let someone know you're interested on a train. You throw up on them. Classy. Well, thank you so much for listening to this show. I've got some stuff that I want to push on to next week, including, I think we've got more to debate in the hipster world. So if you're a hipster or you know hipsters, I want actual bona fide hipsters to call in next week. I also want to talk about the Barbie Dreamhouse experience, which is a new mock mansion full of Barbie shenanigans that opened up I was going to do it now, but again, I haven't got time. What can you do? I hope you're having a really lovely long weekend. I do wish you all the best. Enjoy it and continue to love this sun. It's a great city at the moment. It feels absolutely wonderful to be alive. My name is Vinnie White. Join back here soon enough. Till then, adios. Owen, get out!
News Talk 1010 Toronto.